This podcast is a safe place to share experiences and tackle issues related to mental health. It is meant not to work as intervention or replace any treatment option. Should you feel that you are suffering from any mental discomfort, it is necessary to seek professional help from mental health professionals.
Hello! Thank you everyone for listening in. Okay, for today's topic, eto marami nagtatanong sa akin, which is para ang hirap-hirap talagang i-discuss. Kasi nga, parang hindi pa ready ang mga Pilipino pagdating dito, okay? Ang topic natin for today is an inside look at narcissist. What you should know, okay? Have you ever encountered someone who was so self-absorbed that it seemed like nothing you said or did mattered? Di ba parang familiar sa'yo? Okay, na kahit anong sabihin mo at anong gawin mo, parang kulang pa din. Wala pa rin kwenta ang dating sa kanila. If so, you may have encountered a narcissist. People with narcissistic traits can come off as demanding and controlling. But they don't always show up in an obvious ways, okay? So, ang mga narcissistic, hindi nila pinapahalatang they are demanding and controlling. Hindi nila pinapakita yan in an obvious way. That's why it's important to know how to recognize the signs of a narcissist. This podcast will give you an inside look at narcissists, what they are, how they think, and how to identify them. Plus, I will provide some helpful tips on how to interact with someone who is narcissistic. Okay? There's no need to worry if you don't know what to look for. You can become an expert in no time. Keep listening for the inside scoop on narcissist. Okay, so start na tayo. What is a narcissist? Okay? You may find it difficult to come to terms with necessarily labeling someone as narcissist. Ang hirap i-label talaga. After all, this is not just a personality trait that can be brushed off. Narcissism is a disorder that affects how people think, behave, and interact with others. Simply put, narcissists are individuals who have an inflated sense of self-importance and believe they are superior to others. They require excessive admiration and often display grandiose behavior, expecting attention and special treatment at all times. Narcissists also often manipulate or exploit those around them to get what they want, okay? At their core, narcissists often crave attention due to deep-rooted insecurities or because of troubled pasts. However, their maladaptive coping mechanism ultimately leads them astray in the long run. As such, it is important to have an understanding of the narcissistic personality so you can identify one if you encounter one in your life or detect warning signs in someone close to you. Okay? Ang mga narcissist, pag nakakausap niyo sila, hindi talaga nila actually, paparamdam pa nga nila na humble sila eh. Kasi nga, ang goal nila is kukunin niya muna yung loob mo. And after that, ang gagawin niya is parang pag nakuha niya ng loob mo, doon mo makikita na yung mga attitude ng entitlement, importante sila, ganon. Signs of a narcissist. If you come to this podcast, it is likely because you or someone you know is exhibiting signs of narcissism. So what should you look out for? Narcissists generally have an inflated self-image and an extreme need for admiration, which can manifest itself in several ways. For example, they often brag about themselves or their accomplishments. Kahit ang tagal-tagal na nangyayari yon, binabrag pa rin nila yung achievement na yon, okay? They exaggerate their achievements or talents. Pag may kukwentuhan sa grupo, kapag gusto niya siya yung nahihigitan niya lahat, okay? they may also be preoccupied with fantasies of unlimited success, power, or beauty. Pwedeng gandang-ganda siya sa sarili niya, gapong-gapo siya sa sarili niya. Tapos, feeling niya kapag yung project na to, kailangan siya sa project na to kasi kung wala siya, hindi magiging successful yung project na yon. They demand constant attention and admiration for those around them. They may display a lack of sympathy for the feelings of others or an unwillingness to recognize the needs of those closest to them. Ito yung minsan kino-complain mo na parang wala siyang empathy, hindi niya nararamdaman yung mga tao nasa paligid niya, inconsiderate usually ang ginagamit nilang salita. Okay? It is important to note that exhibiting one or two of these behaviors doesn't necessarily mean someone is a narcissist. Okay? Doon sa mga sinabi ko, kung one or two lang, okay, hindi talaga, hindi narcissist consider yun, okay? But rather, when several traits and behaviors are present, it could be a sign that someone is narcissistic. Keep in mind that if someone is displaying narcissistic tendency, they may not recognize it in themselves and will likely become defensive if called out on it by others. Okay, so hindi lang two signs ang hahanapin mo. Para makonsider mo isang tao na narcissistic, at least 3 or 4 pataas at consistent mo siya na-observe. Hindi siya yung parang one time lang na na-observe mo, at least mga 6 months. Okay? Different types of narcissist, okay? Meron pa pala siyang iba't ibang types, okay? When it comes to a narcissist, not all are created equal. There are different types of narcissists, ranging from the grandiose to the covert. Grandiose narcissists are the ones that have an overt sense of superiority over everyone else and flaunt their achievements, while covert narcissists tend to be more guarded and therefore harder to spot. Okay? So there are 3 different types of, which is nabanggit na kanina, yung grandiose narcissist, vulnerable narcissist, and malignant narcissist. Okay? So what is the grandiose narcissist? This type of narcissistic individual is usually very boisterous, arrogant, and outwardly confident. But underneath their mask lies an insecure person who needs constant attention and praise in order to feel better about themselves. They often lack empathy, manipulating and taking advantage of those around them in order to get what they want. Okay? So, ang grandiose narcissist, ito obvious talaga siya. Ito yung halatang ang yabang-yabang niya, gapong-gapo siya sa sarili niya, o lagi niyang binabrag yung achievement niya. Tapos gusto niya na ma-manipulate niya, gumagawa siya ng way para mapasunod niya yung mga tao at makuha niya yung gusto niya. Okay? That's the number one. Number two, the vulnerable narcissist. Okay? Unlike the grandiose narcissist, vulnerable narcissists have a deep-seated fear of not being accepted or good enough, and will often go out of their way to please others as a result. They can appear shy or inhibited until someone challenges them, at which point they will become defensive and aggressive in order to protect their fragile egos. Ito ang vulnerable narcissist. Ito yung parang makikita mo, they are so focused on pleasing other people. Talagang willing silang mag extra mile for sa mga kaibigan, sa families. Pero mahihain itong mga to, ha. Pero once na hindi nila nakuha yung gusto nila, yan, nagiging ano na sila, defensive or nagiging aggressive na talaga sila. Okay? The malignant narcissist is a type of narcissist. This is the most dangerous. They lack empathy entirely, are prone to outbursts of rage or violence towards others, and may even harm themselves in order for attention. These individuals require professional help in order to address their issues. It's best not to confront them directly or try to reason with them, as it can worsen matters. Okay. ang ang malignant narcissist, ito yung talagang kailangan ng professional help. Kasi pag nagwala talaga sila, may mga parang mapapahamak yung mga nasa paligid at siya din. Okay? So, at saka ito yung parang gusto, yung mga pag hindi nila nakuha yung gusto nila, talagang sinisira nila yung mga gamit, sinasaktan nila yung sarili nila para makuha lang nila yung gusto nila. Okay? So, what is a narcissistic behavior pattern? Okay? Actually, there are 4. Grandiosity, expecting special treatment, entitlement mentality, and manipulation. So, 4 yun. Okay? Para makita mo yung pattern ng isang narcissistic individual. Okay? First is grandiosity. Narcissists have an inflated sense of their own importance. They may brag about their accomplishment or invent them outright. And they may take on more responsibility than they can handle in order to make themselves look more impressive. Okay? So, ito yung parang gusto nila, sila yung pinakamagaling, sila yung pinaka-importante. Okay? Doon, kunyari, pag may conversation, mapapansin mo yon. Next, yung number 2 is the special, expecting special treatment. Narcissists expect people to defer to them. And they can become offended or angry if they don't get what they want. They may even throw tantrums if their demands aren't met quickly or obediently enough. This behavior often prompts those around the narcissist to give in just to avoid the drama. Okay, dahil at usually makikita mo to sa mga Karen, okay? Sa mga taong lagi nagagalit para lang makuha nila yung gusto nila. Okay, iba pinagbibigyan na lang para hindi na lang lumala, okay? Next is the entitlement mentality. Entitlement mentality. Narcissists usually feel they deserve special treatment and privilege because of how amazing they think they are. This creates a false sense of entitlement that leads narcissists to act as though rules don't apply to them, as if their needs is more important over others' need. Sila dapat ang pinapriority, sila dapat ang inuuna, okay? Manipulation. Narcissists often use manipulation tactics such as gaslighting or playing mind games in order to control people around them and get what they want from them. Manipulation is also a way for them to make others feel inferior so that the narcissist can feel better about themselves. Okay? Ito yung number 1. Isa sa masasabi mong narcissist ang isang tao is mahilig sila mag-gaslight. Okay? Minsan, pag nag-open up ka na ito yung problema nila, babalikta rin nila yon. Darating ang parang ikaw din iniisip mo na ako nga siguro ang mali. Mismo ikaw yung actions mo, nagdududa ka talaga. Okay? O kaya naman, ang gagawin niya pag may issue, ipapakita niya yung mali mo para makita niya siya yung tama. Okay? Next, causes of narcissism. Ano ba talaga ang dahilan ng narcissism? Okay? There are 3. First is trauma, genetics, or social and social influences. Okay? Okay, let's start with trauma. Sadly, one of the major causes of narcissism is trauma. Early childhood trauma such as experiencing neglect, abuse, and inconsistent parenting can shape how one deals with the world and others around them. Such trauma can lead to a person feeling like they don't have control of their lives, and as such, they need to manipulate their environment in some ways in order to feel safe. Okay? So, yun yun, because of trauma, it could be hindi nabigay yung physical ng needs niya nung bata siya habang lumalaki, or emotional need. So, ang gusto niya, pag nung lumaki siya, to be in control. So, doon lang niya na-feel na safe siya kapag siya yung in control. Okay? Next is genetics. Okay? Nasa genes, nasa DNA talaga natin. It is also possible that genetics can play a role in manifesting narcissistic traits. There may well be something pre-coded into our DNA that encourages certain behavior patterns. But it's important to know that even if someone has inherited certain traits from their parents or family members, it still doesn't excuse abusive or manipulative behaviors. Kung na-identify mo, feeling mo, ikaw narcissistic ka. Hindi nga talaga, yes, it could be nasa DNA mo, pero kaya mo i-control yung mga abusive or manipulative behaviors mo. Okay? Next, social influences can also cause narcissism. For example, peer pressure can lead people to act in ways that may not be best for them or for others around them. Attempting to gain acceptance from a particular social group may lead to destructive behavior or even lying about one's accomplishments in order to look better than everyone else. Though the root causes of narcissistic are still relatively unknown, it is important to remember that it is a serious condition and should never be taken lightly. It's best practice to recognize warning signs early on and take steps with your relationship accordingly if you suspect someone is suffering from narcissism before things escalate further. Okay, so kapag nakita nyo to na yung tao meron siyang signs of narcissism, kailangan nyo na talagang huwag nyo nang hayaan siyang lumala. And make sure na willing din siya, ina-acknowledge din niya. Kung ikaw itong nakikinig sa akin na feeling ko narcissistic ako, you should seek help. Okay? Ngayon naman, ano naman usually ito? Ano yung difference naman ng healthy self-esteem? Esteem, baka maganda lang yung mataas lang kanyang self-confidence. Okay? It is important to distinguish between healthy self-esteem and narcissism. A person with healthy self-esteem will have a positive opinion of themselves but not think that they are superior to other people. Someone who is a narcissistic will think highly of themselves and consider everyone else beneath them. Nakita yung difference? Kung ikaw, you have healthy self-esteem, yes, you feel good about yourself, positive ang tingin mo sa sarili mo, pero hindi mo minamaliit yung mga ibang tao. Ang narcissistic, feeling nila, sila ang pinakamagaling sa room, okay? Reviewin lang natin, ha? Yung mga telltale signs that can you look out for if you're suspecting narcissistic behavior, okay? Una is the feeling of entitlement, the lack of empathy, need for admiration, and grandiosity, okay? Next, how to deal with narcissistic people in your life. May na-identify ka dito sa napag-usapan natin. Feeling mo alam, may kilala yata ako narcissistic, okay? If you're dealing with narcissists, you might be feeling angry, frustrated, or hopeless. But don't worry, there are some things you can do to handle a narcissistic person in your life. Ito, importante ha. First and foremost, don't engage in arguments with them. Narcissists live for drama, and if they know they get a reaction out of you, they will keep doing it. Also, stick to facts rather than emotion when engaging in conversation. This will help you maintain your composure and remain focused on the situation at hand. Okay? Huwag mong hayaan na makontrol ka ng taong narcissist. Okay? So, make sure na you don't engage with them. Okay? Kapag kung ano pa sinasabi niya, nagagalit siya, tahimik ka lang. Okay? When communicating with a narcissist, una, you should remain calm and collected. Okay? Pero sabihin mo naman, paano ka ba magre-remain calm and collected dito sa narcissistic na to? Okay, gawa ka ng script. Gawa ka ng, prepare mo yung sarili mo na kapag ito sinabi niya, ito yung gagawin, ito yung sasagot ko. In a calm way. Pero setting boundaries. Refrain from personal attacks. Huwag mo siyang sisisihin, huwag mo siyang magiging dahilan sa ginagawa. Kaya ka ganyan because of him. Use language that conveys respect. Andun pa din yun, na you focus on your emotions, hindi yung sinisisi mo siya. Remain confident and assertive when making your point. Set boundaries. Stay on topic and don't be swayed by emotional outbursts. Pag dinaan niya sa galit, kalma ka, focus on sa things na gusto mong sabihin sa kanya. Finally, remember that arguing with a narcissistic person is really rarely productive. So it's better to just walk away. It's also important to recognize that their behavior doesn't necessarily reflect who you are as a person Although it may be difficult to let go of this mindset, it is necessary for your well-being. Okay? So, usually, marami akong clients na galing sila sa narcissistic partner. So, ito usually, ano talaga sila, may depression. Kasi nga, dahil nga lagi silang ginagaslight, mapaba yung tingin nila sa sarili nila. So, yun ang kailangan i-guard mo kung meron kakilalang, may kakilala ka na narcissistic, tapos ginagaslight ka. Take care of yung mga negative talk about yourself. Huwag mong hayaan na yung mga sinabi niyang, ganito ka kasi, ang hina mo, hindi mo ka agad pumipik, nakaka-pick up. So, focus ka lang na hindi ako ganon. Huwag mong hayaan yung mga negative talk niya towards, mga negative comments niya about you, e maniwala ka din na totoo. Okay? Seeking help for yourself or a loved one. Okay, as a counselor, usually like kung tinatanong, willing ba yung clients? Willing ba na mag-seek ng help? Kasi kung hindi, useless lang talaga. Hindi yung magiging successful at treatment kung ayaw ng taong tutulungan. Okay? If you believe that someone you know, maybe even yourself, is a narcissist, the best thing to do is to seek advice. This can be a difficult process as most narcissists don't recognize their behavior as harmful and thus won't be likely to seek help on their own. But if you are able to get someone who is narcissistic to go to therapy or pursue some other forms of help, they will likely be able to gain insight into themselves and develop healthier habits. Yes, totoo to. Ang mga narcissist nga, di ba? They think highly of themselves. So, feeling nila, wala talaga silang problema. So, kailangan talaga na paintindi mo, parang ganito. Kunyari, kung may problema, kunyari, asawa mo to, partner mo to, na may, narcissistic. Hindi mo sasabihin, papatingin tayo kasi may problema ka. Pwede mo sabihin na magpa-family tayo, couples counseling para i-work natin yung marriage natin. Kasi pag sinabi dahil sa'yo, kailangan natin magpa-marriage counseling, hindi talaga sila mag-join. Okay? Even if you don't have someone in your life who is narcissist, it is still important for you to be aware of narcissistic tendency look like so you can spot them in yourself and others. Remember that there are many resources available for those seeking help with narcissistic behavior. So don't feel like you have to go through this alone, okay? Here are some steps you can take if yourself or loved one needs help. First, okay, educate yourself, equip yourself. Learn more about the signs of narcissism and how it affects people in relationships, work, and day-to-day life. Next, connect with support. Find support services near you that specialize in helping those with narcissistic tendency. Okay? Third, take time for yourself. Consider giving yourself space from the situation by engaging in self-care activities such as meditation or journaling as a way of processing your emotion. Fourth, seek professional advice. In cases where more serious intervention may be needed, such as when drug use or physical abuse is involved, consider speaking with a professional therapist or counselor who can provide more specific guidance and assistance. In conclusion, it's never easy to identify narcissism in someone. If you think you know someone who might be a narcissist, it is important to try to understand as much as you can about them. Take your time when it comes to examining a narcissist behavior because they may not show all the signs at once. The most important thing to remember is that narcissists aren't entirely beyond help, but only if they're willing to face their issues and work on themselves. It's important to remember that you cannot control the behavior of a narcissist, only your reactions to it. In doing so, you can stay in control and avoid being manipulated by the narcissist's attempts to control you. Okay, so Yan po ang ating topic about narcissist. Medyo mahaba-haba, okay? If you have any questions about sa narcissism or about sa mga narcissistic people, just let me know kung ano pa yung gusto ninyong malaman. Mag-leave lang kayo ng message sa podcast or pwede kayo mag-message sa Facebook ng Coach I. Coach I is AI. Coach I, yan. Hanapin nyo lang doon at mag-message kayo kung ano pa yung topic na gusto ninyo. Okay, that's it. So, thank you so much for listening in. Have a good day, everyone. Bye-bye!
This has been Coach I on the Mind and on Mental Health TBT Podcast. Reach out to me by the Facebook group Meant to Matter. Meant, M-E-A-N-T. And my Facebook account, Aileen Evangelista Ang, Aileen, A-I-L-E-E-N. I borrowed the quote from Les Brown. You ask for help not because you are weak, but because you want to remain strong. The hurt and pain you are feeling is temporary unless you choose to dwell on it. Remember, healing is a slow process. It is a self-realization, and it starts with you. This episode has been brought to you by Kids Hope Foundation, Inc., Life Coach Group Advisor, Inc., and Kids Journey Learning Center.